Hi, my name's Darren McStay. Welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka Vocabilities.com. Today I'm having a look at one very, very famous actor's voice. This is someone who was suggested by Cropinette. I'm not quite sure if that's your real name or if that means something else in French, but you recommended this to me, so I'm going to be doing it. It is the voice of Donald Sutherland.
I've been doing this business for 60 years.
Now, whether you know Donald Sutherland's work or not, he has been around for a very long time and had a very successful career. His son, Kiefer Sutherland, has also been very successful, and as a child, he was one of my favourite actors. So I automatically liked his father, Donald. And there's a lot of similarities in them, actually, which, interestingly enough for me, are genetic. And they both do something. So before I show you this clip, I just wanted to put this in your mind. Notice how he uses his mouth. Watch this.
But there are limitations which really curtail your freedom, because more so than in movies, those notes that come down are from people who are really interested in advancing their own personal careers in the movie industry and are trying to make a note that they think somebody up there will think, oh, that's a smart note, let's give that boy a... And it's not helpful.
Now, did you notice anything about his mouth that might dictate the way he's creating sound? I think I can. And the way I know that is because his son does exactly the same thing. And it's that his top jaw is ahead of his bottom jaw, slightly, and he kind of, his mouth is very thin. He's creating this kind of long funnel, this tunnel. So he's making the instrument, his voice, his skull, if you like, shaped a certain way, you know, genetically. However, he's also using that because it's just, he's fallen into the habit of speaking this way, of having it forward like this. So when he speaks, it's almost like a little bit of a lisp. So it's very forward like this, and it's very considered. He's a very thoughtful actor and a thoughtful person, and when he speaks, it's he sends everything forward. So everything is like, he's not pursing his lips, he's just got a lip that comes out ahead at the top, and that's creating a little slight lisp sound. And I think because of this thinning and this way it's kind of aimed at putting his lips designed in the way his jaw's designed, that his tongue is kind of long as well, and then it's got this very, very subtle lisp. Look, watch again.
Because more so than in movies, those notes that come down are from people who are really interested.
Really interested.
In advancing their own personal careers in the movie industry and are trying to make a note.
So yeah, so the shape that I think he genetically has is kind of making him create this sound like that. Now, what interests me though is about, there are a lot of things that happen genetically, and I know people who watch this channel ask me how they can get rid of their lisp and that, you know, whatever issues they have. And even though he naturally speaks like this, and as an actor, he's chosen to not really do accents or change his voice. He's been himself, and that's obviously made him a very good actor because he's very believable and truthful. But you are able to adapt that, and he would if he wanted to, and he practiced changing the way he used his muscles, he would be able to create different sounds. I mean, how else would I be able to go from speaking the way I speak to then changing and making it sound a bit more like that? If I can do this and make sure I change the way I use my mouth, surely he can make his sound the same as mine. So I do believe, even if it's just by parrot fashion, that humans have the ability to copy others and change the dynamics of the way they use their instrument and their voice. So I wanted to use that as an example because genetically he's designed to speak a certain way and he's allowed that to happen. That's how he does. I don't think he's really worked in films on changing his accent. He's been himself the entire time. He's used his own voice the entire time, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that if you're someone out there that wants to change, then you can. So don't feel that your genetics are completely stopping you from doing that. I am actually going to be doing a video, a big video, on how to actually change your accent and do any accent you want through a systematic approach. I'm going to be doing that, and I've been bringing that probably next week. That's going to take a bit of research for me, and I'm going to take one accent first and show you exactly how to transform from one to the other. And if you haven't seen my video on creating 100 voices, it's actually secretly a million, then watch that. Here's a link to it here. So you can see some of the ways that I've adapted my own instrument and my own voice to be able to make different sounds. And we can all do that. Now, he's a very quiet speaker. He speaks very low.
In advancing their own personal careers in the movie industry and are trying to make a note.
Very interested in advancing their own. So he was born in England, I believe, and he grew up here, but then he had a massive career in the States. And so his accent, he's got a very slight, you can hear a bit of both. He's got a bit of I'd call mid-Atlantic. So it's a softer accent than English, but it's not so nasally like the Americans would be, like the California American. But he speaks very gently and very low. Now, he's a big man, he's quite tall, so ordinarily I might think he'd have a much bigger voice, but no, actually he doesn't. So it doesn't always work that way, and everyone is different. I noticed that I commented on Rachel Maddow's video that her instrument dictates the way she sounds. And yeah, because she's clear and open and free and tall and she's got a wide neck. Now, Donald Sutherland's tall and he's got a long face, but I don't think he's got a very wide or necessarily tall neck. And this is a tube, remember, going from the lungs into the mouth, into this cavity. And so he's not got necessarily a deep voice like Morgan Freeman, who's kind of much more open and free. But he sounds a little bit restricted, but he's always sounded like that. He's always spoken very quietly on camera, which is part of the beauty of the style of acting that he's doing, is that he draws people in. And he speaks very low and down here, and it's something that I think is easy for him to do. And he pulls the camera in towards him.
Personal careers in the movie industry and are trying to make a note.
See, he's quite resonant in the chest, but he's not got a huge voice. But I think it was a long time now since he worked on the stage, and they are different styles. So working on the stage, you need a bigger voice, and he would have had one when he was younger. But now, clearly, he's just been on camera and he's just been speaking low. So he sits, he rests on his voice. And as a tall man, it's quite possible that over time he might slunch over, and that might create a bit of restriction. And I can hear a bit of
somebody up there will think, "Oh, that's a smart note."
It sounds like he's whispering all the time, but again, that might just be his style, what he feels comfortable with, and because he's used to speaking on camera, and what sounds nice, camera microphones, the boom that pick you up, will pick up the warm tones without you having to put too much effort in. And I think he's just developed through habit over time to speak low and quietly and kind of whisper as his thing as an actor. So then again, I think if he was to retrain and start doing more body work and voice work, he could have a bigger voice. However, he's not necessarily got a massive voice because he's chosen not to, and he's just happy just resting and speaking his piece. So he's a thoughtful actor who his mouth is shaped a certain way and it makes a certain sound, and he's happy to speak quite low and tonally down there and just allow some of the natural warm tones to come out of his voice like that. Christian Bale has a bit of that as well, but Christian Bale pushes a bit harder. We might do him in another video. Anyway, that's my brief rundown of Donald Sutherland. Maybe it's been useful to you, maybe it hasn't. Thank you again to Cropinette for sharing that with me. I still don't know your real name, but don't worry about it. Hey, if you got a suggestion for a voice you'd like to hear, I'm going to be doing these every day now, and I've got a massive list thanks to you guys already. So maybe don't give me too many. And what I'll do is, like, now the most popular ones I might start doing first, because there's a few that have repeated. I'll get those done out of the way, and then I'll move on and try and get through everyone. But there's a lot of people in the world and there's a lot of interest in this, so we'll see what I can do. I'll do my best. So keep the comments coming anyway. I'd love to know what you thought about this review. I'd like to know what you thought about all the reviews. And if you're new here, subscribe. It really helps me out. And in fact, every time you guys like or comment or do something, it helps my channel. It actually helps me to grow, and it actually helps me reach more people. And because there's so many tutorials and helpful videos on here, I believe it's really worthwhile. So if you share, if you hit the notifications bell, subscribe, press like, all that stuff, I'm not just begging you to do it. I'm asking because it really helps the channel to grow, and it helps YouTube understand that there is value in what I do, and then that gives me validation, which means that I can grow and I can continue to doing this for you and bringing these videos. So thank you for all your support. Thank you for all your help. I'm nearly at 26,000 subscribers. us now, and that's all thanks to your encouragement and your thanks and your comments. So thank you once again, and I will see you in the next video. I'm Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
God, I've been doing this business for 60 years.